a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The Senate will come to order. Leading us in prayer this afternoon is Pastor Don Block of the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association. Following today's prayer will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the pages of the day, Reagan Nielsen of Brookings and Abigail Ulfert of Pier.
Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for these senators that are gathered here, for the work that they do, and for all of the people that work behind the scenes to make their work possible. We pray that you will give them the strength and stamina throughout this legislative season. And we pray, O Lord, that you will also give us patience as we deal with the bills in front of us and the government and the issues that we have. We pray that you will give us understanding as we look at the different sides and perspectives of the things that we need to do and the issues that we need to resolve. And then that you will give us the wisdom to make good and wise choices for the people of the state of South Dakota. Amen.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hansen, Tom, Hansen, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Gerstead, Klocek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Rodenschmidt, Tees, and Trebek, Berry Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 19th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Members of the Senate, we have some guests I'd like to recognize at this time. First of all, honored guest in the Senate today is Christina Maddox, the 2009-2010 South Dakota 4-H Rodeo Ambassador. Christina is the 19-year-old daughter of Ron and Paula Maddox of Hecla, South Dakota. She's a 2008 graduate of Frederick Area High School and is currently a sophomore at the University of Wyoming in Laramie. Please welcome and congratulate Christina Maddox.
Mr. President.
Senator Adelstein.
Point of personal privilege, please.
Yes, that's granted.
I would like to introduce six of the most wonderful young people in the state of South Dakota. They've been chosen by their different districts to be the Boys and Girls Club Winner of the Year. And we last night, Senator Hansen, myself, and some other judges picked the most outstanding who's going to represent us, and it was a terribly hard decision. But if they would all just stand up, because they're wonderful, we've passed a resolution, by the way, for them. Brandish Skull from Ellsworth, is Brandish up there? No, she isn't. Okay. Cammie Bailey, representing the Boys and Girls Club of Watertown. Nicole Perrooker, representing the Boys and Girls Club of Brookings. And Tori Williams, I see, representing the Boys and Girls Club of Aberdeen. And in the difficult decision, we ended up picking Elizabeth Escalante from Hill City. And Elizabeth will be carrying our flag to the national, and we hope she wins there. Thank you very much. You're so outstanding. That's what this state's for.
Congratulations. Senator Abdallah.
Personal privilege.
Yes, sir. That's granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. Much to the disappointment of a lot of members of this committee on this body, there's more than one Abdallah. I'd like to introduce my wife up in the gallery, Judy, my son, Scott, his wife, Patty, over here with the camera. One of the future senators from District 10, John. And I got to apologize for Grace. I think she went to the other side.
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Personal privilege.
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you. Well, I'm really pleased because the most important man of my life took the day off to come to Pierre today. And I'd like this body to welcome my husband, Dan Hunhoff, who is also the brother of Representative Hunhoff. Dan.
We'll proceed now to reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Transportation respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bill 130 and House Bill 1034 and recommends said bill do pass, and House Bill 1006 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bills 176 and 182, which were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Mike Valley, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Local Government respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bills 101 and 155, which were amended, and recommends said bills do pass as amended. Jason M. Gant, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bill 50 and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bills 143, 162, 174, and 193, which were deferred to the 41st legislative day, and Senate Bill 102, which was referred to the Committee on State Affairs. Gene M. Hunhoff, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Taxation respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bill 192 and House Bill 1094, and recommends said bills do pass, and Senate Bill 181, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Tom Hansen, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports has had under consideration House Bill 1045 and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bill 69, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass as amended, and Senate Bill 107, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Sanford M. Adelstein, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bill 140 and recommends said bill do pass, and House Bill 1005 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 137, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass as amended, and the nomination of Dick Werner and recommends the Senate consent to said reappointment, and Senate Joint Resolutions number 4 and number 6, and Senate Bill 135, which were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Thomas Dempster, Chair.
Members of the Senate, the following bills have passed both houses of the legislature, and I am signing them in your presence. House Bill 1031, an act to define conference bridging services for sales and use tax purposes, and House Bill 1015, an act to repeal the imposition of the $5 surcharge on mentored youth big game hunting licenses. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1042, 1102, 1127, 1129, 1152, 1171, 1183, 1239, and 1241, which have passed the House in your favorable consideration and respectfully requested. Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Knutson moves that House Concurrent Resolution 1008 be deferred to Tuesday, February 16th, the 21st legislative day.
Is there a second? The motion is to defer action on HCR 1008 until Tuesday. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Any further motions or resolutions? Seeing none, we'll move to consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Gerstad moves that the words without recommendation be stricken from the report of the Committee on Transportation on Senate Bill 70 and that the words do pass be inserted in the committee report on transportation in the Senate Journal on page and be placed on the calendar of Tuesday, January 16th. It'd be Wednesday, February 17th, the 22nd legislative day.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion?
Senator Heideprim moves that Senator Gerstad's motion that the words without recommendation be stricken from the report on the Committee of Transportation on Senate Bill 70 be deferred to Tuesday, February 16th, the 21st legislative day.
Is there a second? Remarks on the motion to defer? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Knudsen moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Judiciary on Senate Bill 12 is found on page 292 of the Senate Journal. Also, Commerce on Senate Bill 81 is found on page 291 of the Senate Journal. Also, Judiciary on Senate Bill 103 is found on page 296 of the Senate Journal. Also, Commerce on Senate Bill 108 is found on page 290 of the Senate Journal. Also, Judiciary on Senate Bill 132 is found on page 296 of the Senate Journal. Also, Education on Senate Bill 145 is found on page 289 of the Senate Journal. Also, Education on Senate Bill 191 is found on page 290 of the Senate Journal. Be adopted.
Is there a second? The motion is to adopt the reports of standing committees. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1042, an act to increase certain billboard permit fees. House Bill 1171, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the fees for certain special motor vehicle license plates. House Bill 1102, an act to repeal certain provisions establishing the Wall Lake State Game Bird Refuge in Hand County. House Bill 1127, an act to authorize landowners and lessees to possess certain game animal and game bird trophies. House Bill 1241, an act to establish an additional time period during which fireworks may be sold and discharged. House Bill 1129, an act to provide for the early reinstatement of a student expelled from school under certain circumstances. House Bill 1152, an act to require the Department of Education to develop a framework for entrepreneurship education. House Bill 1183, an act to authorize birth centers to operate in the state. And House Bill 1239, an act to establish certain procedures for counties to follow when requiring landowners to cut and remove grass, weeds, and brush from the road right-of-way.
Those House bills which just had their first reading are referred to the following Senate committees for their recommendation. To Agriculture and Natural Resources, House Bills 1102 and 1127. To the Senate Committee on Commerce, House Bill 1241. To the Committee on Education, House Bills 1129 and 1152. To the Senate Health and Human Services Committee, House Bill 1183. To the Senate Committee on Local Government, House Bill 1239. And to the Committee on Transportation, House Bills 1042 and 1171.
Senator Knudsen moves that the remainder of the calendar, including Senate Bills 2, 76, 96, 152, and 172, and House Bills 1058, 1101, and 1108, be deferred to Tuesday, February 16th, the 21st legislative day.
The motion is to defer the balance of the calendar until next Tuesday. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Are there any announcements? Senator Abdallah.
Senate Judiciary, Tuesday, February 16th, room 413 at 8:30 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Garnos.
President, Tuesday, Senate Education, 8 in the morning. Thank you.
Mr. President.
Senator Olson.
Tuesday, 10 o'clock, room 423, Senate Commerce.
Senator Roden.
Thank you. Senate Ag and Natural Resources, 10 o'clock. Tuesday. Thank you.
Senator Nordstrom.
Thank you, Mr. President. 8:15, appropriations. Thank you.
Any further announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Gerstad moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? The motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned.